Okay, this is side two. What else? I have to get comfortable on my bed. So many things that just, what they just, you know, they're gone. They never seem so important a few days later. As I say, Christmas was very good. It was very busy for me. I mentioned the places that I went because they are my four clubs down here. And the names mean nothing to you unless you knew the location. But to make all four clubs in one day was fantastic. Sometimes it's very difficult to get to one club, much less four. But I was lucky. I just happened to get aircraft that were going that way, you know. We've had some problems at work and whatnot. General walked into one of our service clubs and he wanted a full report on how we can improve the service clubs, which is great. I'm all for it, but I don't think he's a DMAC general. General Cantley, he's deputy commander of DMAC, Delta Military Assistance Command, to which I am officially attached. But that came up. There were a lot of things when I got back. Oh, and then another Sally Stewart, who is one of my gals down at Sock Train. She's a real dumb blonde, real cute, but oh, so naive that just way out, you know. And the commander down there, he's nothing to get excited about. In fact, I spent one whole evening with him at a party one night, and he had instructed the girls that he did not want enlisted men in their living quarters because they live over by the officers' quarters. Anyway, Sally is always having some of the EMN either playing cards or doing this or that, who knows what. And he had told her she shouldn't do this. Anyhow, she didn't do it for a few weeks. And then Christmas, she thought it would be nice to have like an open house in her room. And he just blew his top about this. So he told me he would like her off post. So I had to go down Saturday and relieve her from the post. And I brought her up to Long Bend. And I had to work Sunday on this general's report. And then I went to UCV on Monday. So it's been really kind of hectic for me. And I'm tired right now because I've had a good day today. Last night, I went to the Special Forces. They were having a party, a New Year's Eve party, and they had invited all available American women, which includes some nurses that are a couple miles down the road, and two USO people, and my two gals on post. But none of them could come because they all had prior commitments. So the last minute, George, Colonel Peters, he said the men could bring Vietnamese women if they wanted to. And they brought about six or eight. And I knew I would be the only American female there. But Special Forces have been so good to me, you know, giving me the Jeep. And they want to help me get permanent quarters. You know, George Peters is real fine. So I went anyway to their party, and I had a real fine time. I didn't get home till about 3 o'clock this morning. I drove home in my Jeep, right? George sent an escort behind me to, it's just about 10 minutes down the road. And that was kind of nice. It really was. At least I was with a lot of people and all that, you know, New Year's Eve. And as I said, I took today off. I went over to the MP station to, now that I have the vehicle, you know, I have to get a permit because we have an 8 o'clock curfew here. And I have never obeyed this curfew. I came home at 9 o'clock tonight, and it's about 10 o'clock now. And but if I should ever get stopped, I would like to have the proper papers. So I went to the MP station. They're going to make put an application in and take about a week or something. And I had lunch with some people, and I met at the Cord's place where I eat, and it was a real fine day, really nice. And then about 5 o'clock, I went over to Special Forces again, because George had asked me to come over and have a little open house with him, and So I did, and I just got back about 9:15 or something like that. Anyhow, I pretty much have described my holidays to you. I wish you could see just the driving conditions over here, the roads, you know, and the way the streets are just mobbed with people, and the thousands of bicycles and that kind of stuff, and Hondas, motorcycles. It's quite a thing, quite a thing. Let's see, I had a package. I got your card, Duchess, thank you very much. I had a letter and a card from Aunt Rose. Auntie Lizzie sent me a card with a note on it. I had a package from Cree Windus, and I did make a tape to Cree, and she will forward that tape to Carolyn in Korea. And Cree sent me a package with salami and cheeses and all kinds of goodies. And Carolyn Hogshead sent me, I had asked her, Duchess, to send me a nameplate for Betty McKinney, you know, because it was Betty's birthday last month. And so she sent one for Betty, and she sent one for me with my name on it. So I have a desk nameplate. And she sent me some Fig Newtons. This is Carolyn. So that was very nice. And then I had a package from Jean Smith. Jean wrote just a wee note, but sent a large can of cookies. And Jean also sent a fruit cake, which I thought was very nice of Jean, and a note. And of course, I have written none of these people. And I had a few more cards. I had a card from Pat and Gary. And Duchess, I'll be honest with you, I haven't yet been able to sit down and look at my cards. You know, I've opened them all and read them all and then just put them in the drawer. It's been so fast, and of course this is always the problem. We're busier at the holiday season than we are any other time. And so in the next week or so, perhaps I'll get a chance to look at them. I would love to sit and write a letter. I owe so many people at least thank you notes. At least that much. And I just don't know when I'm going to get to it. As I say, I goofed off a few hours today, but I needed it. I was tired. And this next 10 days or so is going to be extremely busy. Extremely busy. I have to go back up to UCV on... I have to go to Sock Trang on the 9th, UCV on the 10th, 11th. On the 12th, we go to Fubai, which is opening way up north, a new service club. On the 13th, I have to be at Vin Long. And this is the way it goes. It's just a go, go, go all the time. I never quite get out of a suitcase. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, as I say, I'm well. I feel real fine. I feel exceptionally good. And everything seems to be going well for me, Duchess. I did get to think about people back home, you know, and what was going on. And I had a nice card from Cho-Cho. And when I think back, of course, Dawn had sent me the ring and the earrings. And I have been most fortunate, really. So many people have remembered and... this is nice. This I can't say I was surprised, but I certainly was very, very happy. And I only wish I could reciprocate in some way. Reciprocate, it is, the word is. Reciprocate. But it's hard. I can't do it the way I'd like to, and I find it even difficult to write something, you know, something appropriate, something meaningful, explaining my thanks. But maybe I will. Maybe I will. I don't know. What day is today? Today is Thursday. If I'm lucky, I'll get to work tomorrow. I've been there about 8 hours, you know, in the last 3 weeks. I go there to pick up my mail. Tomorrow's Friday, and I'll probably work Saturday, or at least part of Saturday. Okay, what else? Oh dear, nothing is coming to me at the moment. Did I tell you I brought back some boomerangs? I have 3 of them. I think I did. I know I made a tape to you as soon as I got back. I'm trying to think of important things, such as there are minor things that have taken place. When I was up at UCV, we had about 4 or 5 hour conference over the 2 days that I was there. We're moving a great many of our girls around, most of them because we try to give them 2 locations in the year that they're here. You know, after, well, sometimes it's 6 months, but sometimes it's 8 or sometimes it's 4 months. And so we have a lot of changes to make in January and February. And then, of course, some of the girls, they don't get along with the other girls. Women are terrible, just terrible, really, as far as personalities. And sometimes a commander doesn't want a particular girl on post because she doesn't fit in, or he doesn't approve of what she does, or whatever, you know. So that this is a big thing. Jane is taking a 4-day leave. I think she left this evening, as a matter of fact. She's going to Bangkok. And then Betty has a trip coming up, I think, towards the end of the month, and another one in February. And Betty goes home in April. I think she has one in March. I don't know. She's going to Bangkok and then Hong Kong. And so it's going to be a busy couple of months because, as I say, people will be taking their R&R and leaves and what have you. Of course, it's been busy right along as far as I'm concerned. I think I told you Charmaine got her promotion, and she is now the other assistant to Betty. And Charmaine went to Bangkok for a few days, over the New Year, as a matter of fact. And on Christmas Eve, she's very friendly with some pilots that do a great deal of flying into Thailand, and she flew over 2,000 miles, Duchess, on Christmas Eve. And what she was doing was, it's a distribution run, you know, they drop off mail and what have you. And Charmaine was greeting each and every person as this was all through the night. They left about 9 o'clock at night and got back about 5 in the morning. And she was opening the door. They had a Christmas tree on the plane, and Charmaine was giving out little presents and things like that. And the men were just shocked to see an American female stepping out of the distribution run, you know, giving out things. And she said she had a ball. She spoke to everybody over the radio, you know, the tower and all the men that had to work through the night on Christmas night, or Christmas Eve. And she just thoroughly enjoyed it. Flew over 2,000 miles and came back. And I thought that was kind of an exceptional trip, and certainly a worthwhile one. And this is running out again. I'm very, very well, Duchess. Just couldn't be better, really. Take care of yourself. I hope your visit to Ron and Marie's was a pleasant one. I'm sure it was. Give them my very best. Tell everybody else I said hi. And again, a very, very happy, healthy New Year to you and to...